I can't help myself. Really, I've tried, but I just feel like I have to speak about the recent controversy surrounding Miss California. I thought I could resist the need to comment on this train wreck, but I can't. It seems to me that the media circus surrounding Carrie Prejean is incredibly revealing. No, I'm not just talking about the fact that part of what she was required to do to earn her title was to parade around in a skimpy bikini or those topless photos that have surfaced. I had to study them carefully in the process of doing my research for this podcast. I find the entire constellation of events revealing. So speaking of revealing, let's start with those topless photos. Apparently, participants in this beauty pageant are required to sign a statement that says they have not posed for any inappropriate photos. Read, any nude photos. Well, as we've all come to know, or see, there are some topless shots of Miss California. While she claims that it was the wind that moved her top and an unscrupulous photographer who captured her image, that really isn't the issue. For me, the question really is, how is it that a pageant that requires young women to walk a catwalk with less material covering their bodies than the size of my handkerchief can justify saying that a topless photo disqualifies her from wearing the crown? It seems to me that this inconsistency reflects our society's schizophrenic approach to sexuality. We can use sex to sell shampoo, cars, even a beauty pageant, but a little too much skin, a little too much exposure, we can't deal with it. We claim it's immoral or inappropriate. All this strikes me as rather hypocritical and morally self-righteous. Pageant organizer seems to know just how much coverage is okay, morally acceptable. And fortunately, the adjudicators of what is and isn't acceptable have been guided by the wisdom and insights of their leader, of their employer, Donald Trump. The Donald, owner of this pageant. I was taken a bit off guard when I learned that the beauty pageant was co-owned by Trump. But after he viewed the photos and found them to be acceptable and fine, Miss California was allowed to keep her crown. I have to say, I don't feel any better knowing that Donald Trump is out there deciding what is and isn't morally acceptable. As for Miss California's stand on gay marriage, it's unfortunate, and it's her right to hold such beliefs. But it does reveal that you can't judge a book by its cover. One might imagine that a young woman who doesn't seem to hold biblical views about modesty wouldn't hold biblical views about who can marry. It just reminds me that so many folks out there seem to pick and choose which parts of the Bible they are going to follow. This controversy reveals the divide that exists within our nation, between those who accept gay marriage and those who don't, between those who want separation of religion and state, and those who want religion, their religious viewpoint, to dominate. But it seems to me at the end of the day what this reveals is that television and the media have simply become one giant reality TV show. No, Carrie and the other contestants weren't placed on some desert island. They didn't have to eat bizarre bugs. They didn't have to undertake a business project to satisfy their boss or to bake a cake before a live audience. But this was all a reality TV show, a setup, a contrived environment where people competed against each other in order to win the prize. 15 minutes of fame, maybe more, maybe even a recording contract. And it didn't end when the pageant was over. It played out in the media, print and TV, and while Carrie kept her crown, the big winner was Trump himself. For he declared that Miss USA and Miss Universe pageants, both of which he owns, are relevant to today's society and have eclipsed Miss America as the premier beauty pageant. That's what this is all about. Market share. I'm Robert Barr, Rabbi of Congregation Beth Adam. Check out our sister website, ourjewishcommunity.org, and thanks for listening.